This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 58, for the week of April 20th, 2020. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools, I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Jason Keyes. Welcome back to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make LPS the amazing place that it is. First of all, it's great to be back doing a podcast, Brian. This month has been a blur, obviously, with everything that's happened, but I think as we settle into remote learning and social distancing and what the near future holds in terms of school, we're starting to find stories about the character of our teachers, our students and families, and the ways we're all trying to make the best of this situation.
I am so happy that we're doing this again, Jason. It feels like everything over the last several weeks has had to be reimagined. Like, you can't even think about how we did things just a few weeks ago, and this almost becomes normal. But it's nice to be doing this again, and our teachers and students are doing amazing things, and I'm so glad to see up on the front page stories and pictures and not just links to here's all the things that we have to know for what's coming up. So
right.
Very nice to be doing this.
No, I agree, and it's great to say this next line is, let's see what's making news on LPS.org. So there's the first in a series of articles we'll be doing called Inside the New Classroom. That will feature teachers who are adapting and finding creative ways to teach remote learning. Our first teacher profile is Lexi Gardner, an English teacher from Lincoln High. And watch for new articles in this series every week until the end of the school year.
There's also an article and video about the amazing effort that went into converting the third grade embryology unit into an online experience. So if embryology doesn't ring a bell with you, this is the unit that culminates in baby chicks emerging from their eggs and typically inside of a classroom. Maybe you remember doing this yourself. There were a lot of schools that had not done that yet this year. So James Blake from LPS and Ashley Lammers from Beatty Elementary found a way to condense the unit and take it online. So students will still be able to monitor the eggs and see baby chicks in a couple weeks through a live video stream. And I remember doing this when I was an elementary student, and I would certainly be disappointed if I had missed it. So fantastic that these kids get to keep doing it. There's also a story about what middle school art teachers are doing to engage their students. And they've come up with all kinds of themes for each week for the rest of the school year, and students are creating their own art centered around these themes. The first week's theme was hope, and others will include connection, care, and future, all very appropriate for this time that we're living in. Some of the pieces the students created for the hope theme were very thoughtful and very creative, so you can look forward to that.
And just a preview of what's to come in the next week or so, our colleague Brittany Alvin and the folks in LPS Sustainability are working on ways that families can still safely celebrate Earth Day, which is this Wednesday, April 22nd. You may have already seen this announced on our social media platforms, but be watching for some more great LPS Earth Day content this week, as well as ways that you can share photos of what you and your families are doing. And we're also working on a story about the great work that Teammates of Lincoln is doing to keep mentors and their mentees connected. And it's certainly a time when those connections are needed more than ever.
Excellent.
But speaking of Gana Baby Chicks, Brian, we're about to listen to the video story that our colleague Brianna Campbell put together about how LPS educators converted the unit from a traditional classroom to remote learning. The male voice you'll hear is James Blake, the LPS Science Curriculum Specialist, and the female voice is Ashley Lammers, third grade teacher at Beatty Elementary, who was very passionate about still making this unit happen for her students.
When you got hands-on science, there's a question about, can it be done justice in an online environment?
This is one of my favorite things to teach. I think it's probably one of the most engaging things we do in third grade. So the kids' excitement gets me excited every year. This is such a hands-on unit typically. And they're, you know, right there in the classroom turning the eggs three times a day. So I think taking what is a really hands-on unit and still making it engaging and fun and feeling like they're participating was probably some of the big things for sure.
Really, the essential question we want students thinking about is to build curiosity. And we want them to come up with one question they're going to keep track of as they follow along with the egg hatch in the next 3 weeks.
We put together kind of a know and wonder chart for them to type on. So they can kind of think about what they learned from that video and then what they still wonder. So that was one of the cool things that we were able to incorporate is a lot of questioning and just kind of their own natural curiosity.
There's a thing in the kitchen they can do with an egg to identify the parts, such as seeing the air sac. And those store-bought eggs are not fertilized, which is another part of the lesson.
You know, we have such a huge number of kids and thinking about what are they going to be able to do independently at home within the realms of their realities, whatever that might look like. But yeah, cramming what is normally 15 lessons into basically three. We do, you know, one for each week.
We had to rearrange all of third grade's order, and I had to develop a parallel lesson to this on a very short timeline because teachers wouldn't take no for an answer.
So I think if you ask kids that are getting ready to graduate what was one of their highlights of elementary school, that's something they would say for sure.
The reason we exist is for our students' curiosity and developing a wonder of nature, and we're not going to let them down.
We'll be doing more videos and another story about this in the next couple weeks. We'll also be sharing the video link where you can check in on the eggs and eventually the baby chicks.
Oh, that'll be exciting watching them come out. If there's anything that you've heard today you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything up on our podcast page at lps.org/podcast. And if you'd like to subscribe and get notified each week when we put up a new episode, we are back. You'll find us on your favorite podcast service, and links to those are also at lps.org/podcast. And that is our show for today. Thank you so much for joining us right here on Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.